Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 46th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, I said all that to say this. I believe the Antichrist will come through the tribe of Dan, even though he's not named. Again, this isn't a study on the Antichrist, but Dan's name is Judgment. We read in Genesis chapter number 49, just listen while I read these, as Jacob is blessing his sons, Dan comes up to him. We read in verse number 16, as Jacob's blessing all his sons. Well, Jacob says, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Remember, his name means judgment. She named him Judgment. So it's prophetically going to be true, because in verse 16, Jacob said, Dan's going to judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. And Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heel, so that the rider shall fall backwards. Literally, he's saying, Dan, my son, you're a snake in the grass. You're going to judge your people, Israel. And again, this is, I believe, kind of a prophetic looking into the future, that the Antichrist will come from the tribe of Dan. A lot of controversy there, but I believe that's so. Matter of fact, the book of Daniel talks about the Antichrist and judging his people. It's for sure the Antichrist will not be a Gentile. I'm positive of that. From the book of Daniel talks about that. A lot of good men thinks the Antichrist will be a Gentile, but obviously he's going to be a Jew from the tribe of Dan. And when you get into Revelation chapter number 7, the 144,000 witnesses, the tribe of Dan is not mentioned in Revelation chapter number 7 as one of the 12,000 from each of these tribes. The tribe of Dan is not mentioned there. Also in Judges chapter 18, verse number 30, it was the tribe of Dan who set up graven images, remember? And up to them. So the tribe of Dan, not in all, obviously, but for they've been associated with false idols and all through their history. And we see that, I believe, in the last days, the Antichrist will come through the tribe of Dan. So verse number 6, the son from Bilhah was called Dan. Verse number 7, and Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again. He wasn't done. Jacob wasn't done. Hope you see it. You're going to see something here in a little pattern here. And bare Jacob a second son. Obviously, Rachel had, okay, let's have another one. Notice verse number 8. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister. There's a competition brewing. It's not so much, boy, look what I've got. Boy, I am so happy. I'm happy. Hey, I'm catching up to my sister. Remember, Leah had 4 sons. Now Rachel's claiming these 2 as her son. That's why she said, I've wrestled with my sister and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali, which literally means wrestling. So that by now the relationship between Rachel and Leah has really gone off the rails. It's really broken down. She even names this child wrestling because she's been fighting with her sister, Leah. Now, I have a note here. Now, Jacob, in her mind, Jacob would love her once more, would come to love her more now instead of Leah, because he's been dealing with Rachel's side and Bilhah, and Leah's kind of playing second fiddle now. Okay? That's in her mind. Now, verses number 9 through 13. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, remember, she's the older sister. She had 4 sons, and all of a sudden her womb was closed up. She could have no more children. she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. Okay. A competition is brewing, and Leah was barren, so what worked for Rachel was going to work for her. Hey, it worked for Rachel, so enter Zilpah. And we see that she had two sons, and obviously Jacob's agreeing to this. What a guy. Verse number 11, and Leah said, a troop cometh, and his name shall be Gad. Literally, the word Gad means a truth coming. A troop cometh, meaning, hey, I've got good fortune. Good things are happening. I'm being rescued as a troop is coming. It's like when somebody mentioned the Lone Ranger. Oh, Jim did, about the Lone Ranger, and him and Tonto are fighting. Every time I think of Lone Ranger and Tonto, they're surrounded by Indians, and Lone Ranger tells Tonto, turns to Tonto and says, Tonto, we're in a heap of trouble. And Tonto turns to the Lone Ranger. He says, what do you mean we, Paleface? a troop's coming. Help's on the way. There's good fortune. That's why she named, as a matter of fact, remember, it's Leah who's naming these kids. It was Rachel who named her kids. It's Leah who's naming Zilpah's kid, kids, not Zilpah. He didn't name Leah, named him. Verse number 12, when Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son, and Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed, and she called his name Asher. Leah was more concerned about her status than the child. Man, look at me now. Okay. What about Jacob? Four women. I have a little note. Wow. And he seemed to be okay with it. Obviously, he's going back and forth. There's no argument here. He could go back and forth to whatever bed he chooses, and they didn't care. Just keep them happy, okay? And we make light of it, but how sad it really... That whole family's dysfunctional. Dysfunctional. Matter of fact, from the very beginning, it's always meant to be one man and one woman. Now, in the Old Testament, it was violated, and God allowed it in some cases. And we talked about that, and God allowed it. In the New Testament, it really narrowed the picture. And I don't want to get into that, but anyway, you see that there was multiple problems here. Most men have a hard enough time keeping one woman happy, much less four. Amen, preacher. All right, now, it really gets good. It really gets good. Verses 14 through 16. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest. Now, by this time, Reuben remembers the firstborn. He was Jacob's oldest son. He's 7 or 8 years old by now because Jacob's having all these sons and takes time. By now, Reuben is old enough to go out during the wheat harvest, and he finds something called mandrakes. But he's just a small boy, 7 or 8 years old. And he found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Now, mandrakes, the Bible speaks of it a few different times. We're told they're small, orange-colored, berry-like fruit, that back then was thought of as an aphrodisiac and an inducer of fertility to help women bear children. Now, whether this was so or not, nobody can prove this, but whether it's, what do you call that, where you think something works? Placebo, thank you. Whether it's a placebo or it actually worked, nobody really, really, really knows, but obviously, we're going to see some things here that they believed it did. Matter of fact, in Hebrew, the Hebrew language for a mandrake is called a love apple.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.